All right, so Stacey, in the second half of the show, I'd love for us to just switch things up, change the gear. I obviously hope that you and KZN are comfortable to be in the situation, to immerse yourself into sharing.
Mm.
It starts with four words. How are you doing? Now, as I ask you this question, I want someone genuinely asked you, how are you doing, and what was your response? I know a lot of people, when they're being asked this question, they're like, ain't nothing but a chicken wing.
Mm.
No. Today, we want to delve deep, and we want to sort of get a sense, because there's a lot going on in this world. Emotionally, mentally, there's a lot. There's a lot of bad news happening around the world. We've got the coronavirus. I would assume a lot of people are going through the most emotionally and mentally. So, we care.
We do, yeah.
And, you know, some of the stuff that you might be going through as a listener right now, we might be going through, and we want to create a platform where we can share, because we can heal each other in a way.
Yeah, I mean, I think also literally 3 minutes ago, you heard us getting excited about Aretha Franklin. When you tune into the show and you hear us, you think, oh, these two young, energetic, young, emphasis on young, energetic people, and they're so happy all the time. Mm. And we are, for the most part, especially when we're in this building, but we're not robots.
Mm.
So we're going to share too. It's not going to be just, you know, you out there by yourself like an island. I don't know if in your home or wherever you're listening to the show now, if anyone has actually asked you today or in the last week, how are you doing? And then you actually told them how you were doing.
An honest response.
Yes.
Let us know. 061-792-9495. The floor is officially open. Mental check-in time.
Already.
It's one of the, like, actually what just happened now is in some way, shape or form associated to how difficult it is to navigate into such a conversation. But it's one of those that, you know, as people who care about each other, we need to just check in on each other, I suppose.
Yeah. And obviously we want to hear from you as well, KZN. When last somebody asked you, how are you doing? And when last you actually answered that question honestly? We have the WhatsApp line open, and a number of you have sent us messages. Mm. Thank you. We're going to play a couple first.
The last time I was actually honest about how I was doing was when my therapist asked me.
Mm. Bozo?
Hi, Stacey and Joyce Boo. Hey, how are you doing? What a question. The last time someone asked me, how am I doing or how are you, I was employed, you know. Now if they ask me, I'm just saying, hey, I hope this coronavirus goes away. Pray for the best. Pray and hope depression doesn't come. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, and thank you for being so honest. So the truth is, yesterday, well, before every show, we as a team have a meeting, and we go through the show and what we're going to do, and we did a mental health check-in with the team, and Jay asked me how I was doing. And yesterday, I said quite plainly that I 100% thought about not coming in yesterday. Just not in a great space.
It's okay.
So we're going to get in our feelings a little bit, because obviously on the show, we're all like,
all happy.
Yes, you know, and the show has been really good. We're very lucky that we have this show, because it's a time in the day when we get to chat to like a million people, all of you. We know about your kids and your cats and your lives, and it's a great form of escape. But when the show's over, I mean, are we still on?
Mm.
And also, having to be on, I think, is another kind of tricky thing that for me is quite hard to navigate. Because it's 4 o'clock, so you better dance and you better smile. And we love what we do, but the truth is, the stuff that's happening in the background is quite, I mean, we live in the world, you know? So I would say yesterday I'd give myself like a 4 out of 10. Today, like a 7. Plus I'm wearing this cute coat.
Look at you, looking all beautiful. How are you doing? Let us know. It's something that all of us are going through, to be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, it just comes in different forms and shapes because we obviously live different lives. And we just want to take a moment to thank everyone who sent through voice notes, sharing their story, how they're doing. Yeah, man, it's a really tough time. The energy around is just so... Yeah. It's heavy.
It is heavy, and it's overwhelming. Mm. And sometimes you can... I absolutely believe and subscribe to the theory that you can be overwhelmed by how underwhelmed you are. When it's just kind of like, what is happening? When is this going to be over? When can I see people? And all the pleasures of life. And I think that that's what's particularly bizarre about the world that we're living in at the moment. All the things that you'd be able to derive pleasure and good energy from.
Yeah.
You can't have.
To escape.
Yes.
We don't have the privilege of having that. And I suppose also, to a certain extent, the part that makes it even more heavier is that we have no control of the things that we find pleasure in now. Let's just play maybe a few voice notes.
Out to you. I got into the car and I'm driving home from work, and I heard you, and my heart is with you. I know exactly how you feel. I know exactly what you're going through, and just know that it's very cold comfort, but we are here for you. Maybe not physically, but we love you and we are here for you, sending you thousands and thousands of virtual hugs, and sending the same to every other person who may need it.
Thank you. That's Sian, right?
Yeah, that's Sian.
Oh, Sian, thank you, Jay. I obviously had a moment because I'm comfortable, and East Coast is like my home, and this team is like my family. As dysfunctional as a family could possibly be, that's exactly what we are. But I would like to ask you, how are you doing?
The best way to answer that is I'm okay, but at the same time I do feel anxiety. I do feel a lot of pressure from all different angles. You know, we come to work, and as you said, we have to come and perform. So we lose that sense of the balance of life is both negative and positive, because here we are, we're all happy, and we all trying to create memories for KZN, and that's what we hear, and we love our jobs, don't take us wrong, but sometimes it's just too much. On a daily, I do go through a set of different emotions. You know, I wake up sometimes, I'm just like, I don't want to wake up today. I just want to sleep the whole day. So I'm okay. And I think what I really want to share with people that are going through the most during this very tough time is just breathe. And crying is so important. I think last week we spoke about movies that make us cry, and things like that are so important for us as human beings. You have to just let it all out, because when you bottle it in, it becomes a beast that you can no longer control.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it's consuming you from the inside out. Yeah.
So take some time. You know, in a day, or maybe a week, or may even be a month, to just release whatever energy you might be absorbing without even knowing. So just breathe and let it all out. And
Drive Home with Stacey and Jay Spoon. East Coast Radio.